Good morning. It is 9:05, Wednesday, 27th, 2015. We have a quorum, and the Dallas City Council will meet on our council agenda for today. With us this morning to give us our invocation is Chaplain Al Taylor, the Dallas Police Department chaplain. He holds a Master of Divinity and Doctor of Ministry and has been in the ministry for 40 years. Chaplain Taylor has served our officers on two occasions, from 2001-2007 and presently from February 2012. He's currently assigned to the Southeast Patrol Division, mounted in K-9 units. Following that, Councilman Kadane will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Chaplain, thank you for being here. Thank you for what you do for the City of Dallas and for our police officers. All rise.
Well, thank you, Mayor Rollins, and City Council members, and all those in chamber today. Will you join me in prayer and reflection this morning? Let's bow our heads. Let's begin with a moment of silence for the diversity of faith that is in the room, so that each may be able to pray in their own way as they have chosen by faith. Let's bow together. Once again, Father, it's my privilege to stand before you to ask your blessings upon this great city and the people who are the heart of it. I thank you, Father, for city leaders and citizens alike who work diligently to make Dallas a good place to live and raise our children and grandchildren. We have much to be thankful for, all that is good and beautiful in our lives, for your gifts which fill our lives with joy and that make our life so worth living. We count our blessings today, but Lord, as we do, may our thoughts and prayers be with the many individuals and families who face great struggles and hardships, especially at this moment, as so many have been impacted by the abundance of rain and the storms. I am so aware today of the loss of life and property across the nation, and especially here in Texas. And so I ask you, Heavenly Father, to stand with each one, comfort them in their grief and in their loss, encourage them and strengthen them as you bring healing to their hearts and lives. And although their lives are forever changed, may joy one day soon return to their lives, and may you help them rebound from the horrific losses to once again thrive and prosper. May it be our heart's desire to work diligently together to be a support and strength for those in need. May we work to build a better Dallas, but more so, may we strive to be greater people known by our goodness and kindness, and turn our hearts toward you, Father. And may your grace be sufficient for all our needs. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Could you please stand rising just for a moment? Jack Adler, who was a pillar of the Dallas arts community, passed away last week. He founded Theater 3 in 1961 in Dallas and promoted the theater and the arts until his passing on May 22nd. We all believe that the arts are important to Dallas, and he supported many in the art community and was a mentor to countless artists. His presence was significant in the evolution of the thriving art community we have today. He will be greatly missed. Would you join me in a moment of silence in Mr. Alder's remembrance? Thank you very much. Ms. Rios, we will begin with our open microphone speakers.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We have five registered speakers this morning: Gary Barton, Kermit Mitchell, Bobby Brantley, Billy Scott, and Robert Nicole. I will first recite the speaker guidelines. Speakers must observe the same rules of propriety, decorum, and good conduct applicable to members of the City Council. Any speaker making personal, impertinent, profane, or slanderous remarks will be removed from this meeting. Individuals are allowed 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record, as well address your comments to Mayor Rawlings. Again, your first speaker, Gary Barton. Gary Barton, Mr. Barton. Mr. Barton will be followed by Kermit Mitchell, Bobby Brantley, Billy Scott, and Robert Nicole.
Good morning, Mayor Rawlings, City Manager Gonzalez, and council members. My name is Gary Barton, and I reside at 3916 Shady Hill Drive in Dallas 75229. I am a community volunteer with several organizations, and today represent Texas Discovery Gardens as one of its volunteer board members. I'm here to ask the city to increase the city's annual stipend for Texas Discovery Gardens to $250,000 from surplus funds in the upcoming fiscal year. Texas Discovery Gardens is much more than a beautiful organic and water-wise gardens on 7.5 acres of city property in Fair Park. Thousands of school children are bused in each year to learn about nature, science, and conservation through the Earth Keepers program. In a study by the American Institutes for Research, at-risk youth experience 27% increase in mastery of science skills after they have participated in a nature education program. Texas Discovery Gardens offers a variety of educational classes for all age groups and adults. Even with successful fundraising and cost-cutting efforts, meeting daily expenses and payroll for the small staff is difficult. The gardens faced closure in 2011 after losing city support due to financial crisis cutbacks. The gardens are included in the City of Dallas WaterWise Landscape Tour this June 6th, which is Saturday week. If you've not visited the gardens recently, I invite you to join us on a personal tour so that you can witness for yourself the value of it to the community. Please consider a stipend increase for Texas Discovery Gardens. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Barton.
Your next speaker, Kermit Mitchell. Mr. Mitchell will be followed by Bobby Brantley, Billy Scott, and Robert Nicole.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor. Congratulations on your resounding re-election victory. The people have spoken in widespread approval of you, your agenda, and your administration. I join them with my respect for you, your hard work, and your integrity, and I mean that. We historically, though, have not been on an agreement about the subject of the sale of the Omni Dallas Convention Center Hotel. I, as a concerned citizen, have exercised my right and responsibility to report to the Internal Revenue Service the waste of federal taxpayer money to subsidize the interest of the hotel. Specifically, the original financing was a 7.1% interest, and the Build America subsidy was for 35% or 2.6% of the interest rate that is being paid. This results in an effective final rate that is being paid by the hotel of 4.5%. The complaint to the IRS outlines that every day that the market interest rate has been at 4.5% or lower is the time that the federal subsidy is no longer needed and could have and should have been completely eliminated. This represents about $10 million per year when the base number being financed is $388 million. Over 30 years of the obligation, this represents $300 million. This is compounded by the fact that the market rate for the 30-year fixed interest is about, the current market rate for the 30-year fixed interest is about 3.5%. The difference between the 4.5 being paid and the 3.5 that is possible currently today represents about a $4 million more per year that the hotel owned by the city and therefore the taxpayers of Dallas pay in excess of what prudent management would require to be paid. Over 30 years of the obligation, this represents an additional $120 million. These are savings to be lost if the interest rates rise and you do nothing. It is suggested here, at least, that it is not prudent to expect the IRS to continue to finance this abuse. This leaves several options. One, do nothing, show bad faith, and continue to apply for the federal subsidy of $10 million. Two, sell the hotel, show good faith in relieving this unnecessary burden on the taxpayers of the United States and Dallas. It should be noted that option one above draws the much higher risk that there could be clawback from the IRS to recover the funds that have been already released to subsidize the 7.1% interest rate. It seems that the most reasonable analysis, you might move forward to correct this situation before the present City Council leaves office. The taxpayers of the United States deserve for this burden to be lifted from their backs. The pathway for this is to sign the Memorandum of Understanding to sell the hotel to KGM Enterprises, as has been proposed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mitchell.
Your next speaker, Bobby Brantley. Mr. Brantley will be followed by Billy Scott and Robert Nicole.
Good morning to the mayor. I would like to say congratulations for your resounding victory to keep the pedal to the mill. Also to the returning council members, congratulations are in order to you as well. There are six members, however, that will not return. And to those, I come to say with a heartfelt thank you. Thank you for your vital role that you played in creating the Texas Horse Park. When I talk to my young people in my community, I tell them about the Texas Horse Park, they get excited.
Right, yeah.
When I talk to my schools that I work with in the DISD district, I tell them about the Texas Horse Park, they get excited. When I talk to my churches, my library, my programs that are centered around young people, even the DPD officers in my community, they get excited. It's working. The majority all ask the same question. BJ, are you a part of the Texas Horse Park? I can't answer it. So I say, not yet. So after agonizing consideration and speaking with the officials of the Texas Horse Park, the Texas Horse Park and the Interstate Cowboy are coming together to address the at-risk kids with their outreach component to the city. So from this day forward, until further notice, I, the Interstate Cowboy, will be known as the ambassador to the Texas Horse Park on behalf of the city of Dallas and its citizens and all of the great people that has sponsored me over the years for my quest for an equestrian program for troubled youth in this city. Thank you very much. And to my six regulators, I say happy trails, my friends. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brantley, and thank you for advocating for Dallas. I'm sorry, Mr. Atkins.
Hey, BJ, you know, I just want to thank you, BJ. I mean, colleagues, you know, everyone know BJ, you know, he is in District 8. You ever go down Simpson Stewart or Bonneville, you see him on the horse riding and always a happy face. I remember that even that when Mr. Caraway opened the Walmart, you was over there dressed as Santa Claus, sitting up there and handing out toys and gifts throughout the whole city. It's a blessing to have someone with your courage and your consideration to kids. You know, you always said it's about the kids. You know,
thank you.
What can we do at risk kids? And I'm glad the Texas Horse Park is there. You know, so there is an outlet for those kids.
Yes, sir.
But again, it takes you in the community. It takes you and more people to use that horse park. And I know the Dallas Police horse riders, that they love to ride there too, because it's great to have a horse park. And Von Seal, I want to thank you, Von Seal, and Ms. Davis, and also Mr. Caraway, that we fought for this horse park. It's a great thing that if you haven't been to the horse park, It's great. It's a great thing in Pleasant Grove. And Mr. Callahan, I know you're going to keep the good work going at the Texas Horse Park. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Allen.
BJ, one of the good things about being on the Dallas City Council, you get to meet a lot of people. And early on, I met you with Councilman Carraway early when he put on the bringing the kids down here to City Hall, and you were one of the very first one. You showed up when it came to the kids. And so I've known you now for 8 years. All I can say is that you're a good man.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate you, and it's been an honor to get to know you, buddy.
Thank you. Honor to you as well. Jerry.
Thank you, Judge Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Interstate Cowboy.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm glad to see you down here this morning, but more importantly, let me publicly express my thanks to you for your unwavering support of the horse park.
Thank you.
Back in the olden days when the horse park was nothing but a piece of dirt and a wish in our minds, you were there saying, Councilwoman, hang in there. Councilwoman, hang in there. We're going to make it. Mr. Interstate Cowboy, we've got it. Do not let it get away.
No.
Make sure you continue to care for that horse park, because horses and children are a win.
Absolutely.
Children resonate with the horses. The disabled veterans resonate with the horses. It's just amazing to me how that relationship works and the therapeutic value of that. You've told me that before. You told me that from the beginning. Keep saying that. Keep telling the story. Don't let this dream end.
Thank you,
Mr. Interstate Cowboy.
Thank you,
Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Cadane.
Thank you, Mayor. BJ, thank you so much for all you've done, my friend.
Yes, sir.
I've known you from when you first started, and the neatest thing is to drive down that interstate and see you up on the hill on that horse. It just reminds you of the old days.
Yes.
And you keep doing what you're doing, and you'll be a fantastic ambassador for that park. So they did a great job in appointing you there. So thank you for your hard work. And my friend, you are part of that park. You're part of getting it going. And my hat's off to you. Dallas is better for it.
Thank you, sir.
BJ.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Mr. Carraway.
Hey, thank you, Mayor. I'm feeling too good today, but let me just say to BJ and to folks that may not know BJ and why he's the interstate cowboy, because you would see him from afar, just like the Long Ranger, and he's sitting up on this horse from afar, and you see BJ. And that's part of your identity as relate to being as far away but always involved. We certainly appreciate all of the great things that have been said about you. You deserve all of those plus.
Yes.
When it comes to the kids, you're always there. Ms. Hill, this Texas Horse Park is something that is a treasure. And I want you to make sure that you are there, a part of the history and even the written history of the Texas Horse Park. You are an inspiration to the youngsters. Mm-hmm. They look up to you. You are their role model because you are true, and you're doing it committed from your heart, not for money. You're doing it for the kids.
For the kids. You are
the interstate cowboy.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, BJ.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Mayor. You all as well.
Next speaker.
Your next speaker, Billy Scott. Mr. Scott, not present. Robert Nicole. Billy Scott is here. Mr. Scott?
Yes.
Billy?
Come on up.
I apologize. If you'll come up to the podium. I'm sorry. Billy Scott. Yes.
We got two Billy Scotts?
Do we have?
Billy Scott wrapped us in there.
Billy Scott.
First of all, I'd like to say good morning to you, the hard-working people of this city, and we appreciate each and every one of you. And we want you to know that. I'm a new kid on the block, doing something that we hadn't done before. Of course, I've been in real estate since 50 years. And I decided that I want to help my people. People care about people. That's what I'm all about, and that's what I've been doing all my years. And there, I want to present our Altamesa Park Foundation out in Altamesa, and I've lived there since 1964. We got qualified people in our church willing to work with you all to make our community and our city better. We would like for you to call it. Call on us more to do it. Now, I've sent in all the paperwork for our 501c3. We already got it with the state of Texas. So, the only thing I want to say today and introduce the Altamesa Foundation and anything we can do in that community, in the city of Dallas, we can do it. We have people with master's degree in our church. We have people with large machines that can mow land. And we have, of course, real estate, me, that dealt with residential and commercial for years. And we had brought some company to that particular area out there on Lancaster Road. So I'm willing to work. I got my sleeves up and ready. I want to work with the city of Dallas. You all call on me. I'm ready. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Your next speaker, Robert Nicole. Mayor and Council, you did receive a handout from Mr. Nicole.
Yeah, I apologize. I'm a little hard of hearing, and I misunderstood my name call earlier. I'm here to attempt to persuade on a property right issue. I got a citation, my wife and I, on a vacant lot's fence. We have a fence on a vacant lot. It's the only thing on it. And the code compliance officer said that, you don't have a permit. This was not permitted, and therefore you can't have the fence. And presumably they would, I'd have to remove it at some point. So we went down to the pretrial hearing, we were told, by an attorney friend of ours that we could represent ourselves because this was such a clear-cut case. Because we have, indeed, this is a 2005 permit for the fence on a vacant lot. We went to the pretrial hearing, and he wouldn't dismiss it. He wanted to have another hearing, pretrial, to include the code enforcement officer. Now, I should say that we have the fence up for security reasons, which it has served well. We had some difficulties with people in the area, and on one occasion where they smashed our windows on our vehicles in the middle of winter, the police officer said, if you can't afford to move, I recommend you put up the best fence you can afford and put German Shepherds on the other side of it. And he put us in touch with the breeder, and our problem was largely solved. And the neighborhood's gotten better since then. I feel that this is unjust for another reason. We have, if we go to trial this time, this will be the fourth time that we've gone to trial. Now, the prior three times, we have prevailed. District court said, yeah, it's a legal fence, you keep it up, and that was part of his agreement. Twice we went to municipal court before that. I think if there is, I don't know, I'm not an attorney, I don't know if double jeopardy, we all know that applies to murder. Apparently it doesn't apply in the case of code violations, because we have had this code violation overturned three times, and now we're up against a fourth time. So I'm here to request that that you persuade them to release this citation, and I would like to get in writing from you or from someone that this is the fourth time, and four times is enough.
Thank you. Mr. Griggs isn't here right now, so on, on his behalf, would you see Mr. Swicker? We'll
sure.
try to work this out. Obviously, we've got some codes and some laws that need to be enforced, but at the same time, we want to make sure we're doing it in the right way. And so, excuse me? Okay.
So, who is he? Is this after the meeting or
now? He's. I'm sorry. You're gonna be taken to Mr. Griggs, who's your counsel person, and he'll look into it.
And
Mr. Griggs, right here, right here.
Oh, Nina. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, that concludes your speakers. We move now to your voting agenda. Item number one is approval of minutes of the May 13, 2015 City Council meeting.
We have a motion and a second. Any edits, discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
We move now to your consent agenda, which consists of agenda items number 2 through 58 and addendum items number 1 through 8. Addendum.
So not 2, right? Not 2.
Right. Agenda item number 2 has been deleted on the addendum. Item 31 and 32 are pulled by Councilmember Kingston. Item 42 is pulled by Councilmember Kingston and Councilmember Grayson. And addendum item 8 is pulled by Councilmember Medrano. Therefore, for approval, your consent agenda is now agenda items number 3 through 30, 33 through 41, 43 through 58, and addendum items number 1 through 7.
Move approval.
Second.
We got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Agenda item number 31 is an ordinance approving Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport Board Resolution number 2015-05-074, an amendment to Chapter 4, Ground Transportation of the Code of Rules and Regulations of the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport Board 2, number 1, retain conformity with the airport's owner city's rules governing transportation for hire services. Number 2, to remove limitations on the number of taxicab companies, vehicles, and taxicab drivers that are authorized to operate at the airport. Number 3, to enable pre-arranged transportation network companies to be authorized to operate at the airport. And number 4, to eliminate redundant permitting fees and administration. Council Member Kingston pulled the item.
Thank you. Mr. Kingston.
Move approval.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Agenda item number 32 is authorized number 1, the receipt and deposit of funds from the State Fair of Texas in an amount not to exceed $8,689,438. Number 2, the establishment of appropriations in the amount of $8,689,438 in the State Fair of Texas Capital Construction Fund. And number 3, a construction contract for the Briscoe Carpenter Livestock Center, which includes an auditorium, pre-function lobby, lounge, banquets, and dining facilities located at 1419 South Washington Street. Thomas S. Byrne Limited, best value proposer of 9. Council Member Kingston, pull the item.
Mr. Kingston, do you want to make a motion or questions?
Move denial.
Okay.
Motion.
Wait. Move denial. Second. Motion, it fails for lack of second. Do we have a motion?
Motion approved.
Do we have a second? Thank you. Mr. Kingston.
This is a foolish item. The park board was really rash in doing this. We're in the middle of strategic planning for the Fair Park space, and they're going to sink a multi-million dollar project in the middle of it. It's exactly the wrong way to go about things. You do the plan first, then you start building. And it's sort of stunning to me that the park board thought this was a good idea.
Thank you. Mr. Atkins?
You know, we do a whole lot of plans around here, and I think that this is Ms. Davis' district, and I know that the Fair Part is something we try to make sure that when the State Fairs come, Mr. Winters, when do the State Fair be here coming?
Good morning.
When will the State Fair be here open? When do the State Fair open?
When does it open?
Yeah.
Usually the last week of September.
Okay. And this item we're doing here, would this be completed by the State Fair?
Not this year, sir. We have done the demolition already of the existing aged wooden sales arena. So construction, if awarded today, would be after the fair this year, commencing in November, and will be ready for the fair in 2016.
It'll be ready by 2016?
Yes, sir.
And this pavilion being here, it do need to be major repaired. We tore it down. We have been discussing this for the last 2 or 3 years, haven't we?
Yes, sir. The original discussion was leading up to the 2006 bond program for livestock, new livestock facilities. So the funding was originally in the bond program.
And with this one that was leaking, the roof was leaking, they had a whole lot of deterioration. We need a...
Yes, several years ago of the existing arena, the old arena, the roof fell in about 2 weeks before the fair.
Right.
We had to do an emergency repair on it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much for the update.
Thank you, Mr. Atkins. Ms. Davis.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to go on and move forward on approving this item.
We've already got the motion in the second.
Okay, that's it. Then we got a vote?
I'm about ready to.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? One opposed. Mr. Kingston. Thank you. Motion's carried. Next item.
Agenda item number 42 is a resolution. Number one, designating hearing officers to hear contested civil red light camera citations under the city's automated red light camera enforcement program and contested school bus stop arm citations under the city school bus stop arm program. And number two, ratifying the past actions of these hearing officers in hearing contested civil red light camera citations and contested school bus stop arm citations. Both Councilmember Kingston and Councilmember Grayson pull the item.
Thank you, Ms. Grayson.
Thank you, Mayor. Colleagues, I had put a memo at each of your places explaining that I was going to make a motion to modify what's currently on the agenda. And my motion goes to part two of this resolution, where we're ratifying the past actions of the hearing officers. And my motion would be to ratify their authority to hear these cases and not the decisions on these cases. So with that said, I would move to approve the resolution as revised by the city attorney's office at my request. The revised resolution has been passed out to each of you. If you look at sections 2 and 3, it does what I just mentioned. It ratifies the authority of these hearing officers. And the city attorney's office doesn't have any objections to the revised resolution. So my motion is to approve part one and then to change part two according to sections 2 and 3, which ratifies their authority to hear.
Thank you, Ms. Grayson. Do we have a second? We've got a second. Any discussion? Judge Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I need to know what effect the revised language would have on the decisions that have already been made.
Mr. Ernst is on his way. Microphone.
It also would have been a little bit helpful to me if I'd had this before this morning.
I just settled it with the city attorney's office late yesterday afternoon.
We were working on it late yesterday. The intent was to ratify when the original language of ratify the actions was to ratify the actions in conducting the hearings, and this is and that led to some confusion, and this clarifies that what's being ratified is their authority to conduct the hearings, and that's all. The validity of their decisions is handled by, there's appeal processes in municipal court and so forth.
And therefore, this action has no effect upon their decisions? The decisions have been made, correct?
The decisions have been made.
And this action will not have any effect
correct.
Upon the decisions that have already been made.
That's correct.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Judge Hill. Mr. Grayson, did you want to say something else?
No.
Okay.
Just, I hope you approve it.
Okay, that's fine. You just, your light was on, so that's why I asked that. Okay, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
We move now to addendum item number 8, authorize the first amendment to the option contract with LCS Land Partners 2 Limited for a tract of land located near the intersection of Ackard and Payne Streets 2 number 1, change the effective date of the option period to the passage of this amendment, and number 2, change the purchase price to $655,000. Councilmember Medrano, pull the item.
Thank you, Ms. Medrano.
Yeah, I just moved to defer till the next council agenda.
Got a motion and a second for deferment. The question was, do we need a date?
June 10th, right? 10th.
Okay.
June 10th.
Yes.
Okay. Next week.
Thank you.
In 2 weeks. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Agenda item number 59 is consideration of appointments to boards and commissions. You have for individual appointment Martin Luther King to the Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center Board, Van Esther J. Haywood, nominated by Councilmember Gates. To the Senior Affairs Commission, Carmen S. Arana is nominated by Councilmember Griggs and meets the 55 plus year of age requirement. For full council appointment to the Reinvestment Zone 10 Board Southwestern Medical, Derek Watson is nominated by Councilmember Medrano and meets the Kaufman County resident qualification.
Is that it? Do we have a motion to approve? We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Do we have something else, Ms. Rios? Should I call for the vote?
One moment, Mr. Mayor. Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor. You're ready to take the vote.
Okay, thank you. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Mr. Mayor, I'm required, in accordance with Dallas City Code Chapter 12A, Article 6, Section 12A19F1G2, requires that we read the following names, the following name of a board and commission member that did not turn in their 2015 financial disclosure report. There is only one individual, Betty Sue Brewer, from the Fire Code Advisory and Appeals Board. We now proceed to your eminent domain agenda items, which are...
Thank you. Before you do, I want to welcome Dr. Beasley and her class from El Centro. She brings them always here to... and there's civic class and how the city council meets and works. Thank you for bringing them. Thank you, students, for being here. We wanted to welcome you. Next item.
I will now read agenda items 60 through 63. If any council member wants to consider any of those items separately, that item will be pulled vote and voted on separately. Agenda item number 60 requires a motion that the Council of the City of Dallas adopt the item and authorize the use of the power of eminent domain, if such becomes necessary, from Southport Properties, LP, to acquire a tract of land containing approximately 36,053 square feet near the intersection of Langdon and J.J. Lemon Roads, and more fully described in Exhibit A of the proposed written resolution for this item for the Southwest 120-96-inch Water Transmission Pipeline Project. Agenda item 61 requires a motion that the Council of the City of Dallas adopt the item and authorize the use of the power of eminent domain if necessary to acquire from Daniel P. Corello and Daniel M. Tuccio a subsurface easement under approximately 1,060 square feet of land located on Xenia Drive near its intersection with Rock Rose Drive in City of Dallas Block 2, 594, Dallas County, Texas, and more fully described in Exhibit A of the proposed written resolution for this item for the Mill Creek's Peaks Branch St. Thomas Drainage Relief Tunnel Project. Agenda item number 62 requires a motion that the Council of the City of Dallas adopt the item and authorize the use of the power of eminent domain if necessary to acquire from Eric N. Peterson and Allison Elrod a subsurface easement under approximately 550 square feet of land located on Xenia Drive near its intersection with Rock Rose Drive in City of Dallas Block 2, 594, Dallas County, Texas, and more fully described in Exhibit A of the proposed written resolution for this item for the Mill Creek Peaks Branch St. Thomas Drainage Relief Tunnel Project. Agenda item number 63 requires a motion that the Council of the City of Dallas adopt the item and authorize the use of the power eminent domain if necessary to acquire from Mark LaPlante a subsurface easement under approximately 1,300 square feet of land located on Xenia Drive near its intersection with Rock Rose Drive in City of Dallas Block 2, 594, Dallas County, Texas, and more fully described in Exhibit A of the proposed written resolution for this item for the Mill Creek Peaks Branch State Thomas Drainage Relief Tunnel Project. Are there any council members that would like to have any of these items considered individually? None? We need a motion, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? There's none. All in favor say aye.
Record vote, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, excuse me, record vote. Thank you. Record vote.
All have voted. Voting in favor, Council Members Medrano, Davis, Carraway, Gates, Allen, Kleinman, Kingston, Callahan, Grayson, Cadane, Atkins, Hill, Mayor Rawlings, Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Alonzo, Mayor Pro Tem Atkins, and Council Member Griggs is absent. The motion carries, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Next item.
The following statement applies to agenda items number 64 through 67. By making and seconding the motions, the council members represent they have undertaken sufficient examination and involvement beyond reviewing the agenda materials to be knowledgeable about the facts and the circumstances of the cases and to be able to develop an opinion based on such an examination of the various factors and issues involved. Therefore, the items will require 2 seconds for approval. Agenda item number 64 is authorize a Chapter 380 Economic Development Grant Agreement with CoreLogic Solutions, LCC, in an amount up to $600,000 to stimulate business development activity in the City of Dallas in conjunction with the relocation and expansion of its regional workforce and operations to a new office facility at 3001 Hackberry Road. Again, the item requires 2 seconds.
Thank you, Ms. Alonzo.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of this item number 64.
Second.
Good. Two seconds.
Yes.
Any discussion? Mr. Atkins?
Yes, Mayor. I just think that, you know, this is a great project, and Monica Alonzo, congratulations again. It looks like Cypress is back on the map. Thank you for all your support.
Thank you. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. Excuse me, Ms. Grayson, I didn't look up. Thank you.
Mayor, can I make a...
Yes, Mr.
Point out on. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I just had my son just had a baby boy.
Okay.
And so this is my fifth one. So it's great.
Hi.
I can leave the council on good note. I can take care of my grandbaby.
If we had technology, he could plug it in and show it. But the little baby doesn't have any clothes on, so it's probably not good.
Did it get reviewed by city attorney?
Thank you, Mr. Atkins. Next item. So we did get Ms. Grayson's vote against.
Yes.
Okay, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you. Agenda item number 65 is authorize a development agreement with Supreme Bright Dallas 2 LLC to reimburse eligible project costs related to the environmental remediation, demolition, street utility improvements, and facade improvements associated with the 1712 Commerce Hotel Redevelopment Project located at 1712 Commerce Street for a total TIF incentive not to exceed $10,500,000 from revenues accruing to tax increment financing reinvestment zone 11, Downtown Connection TIF District. The item requires 2 seconds for approval.
Thank you, Ms. Medrano.
Second.
We've got a motion in 2 seconds. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. I do think it's important to note, this is just being quietly done. Congratulations, Ms. Medrano and Mr. Kingston. We are going to have 1,115 new hotel rooms downtown, more than we've got now, that are on either being worked on. This is part of that. So we are turning into a hotel hub, and that's part of the revitalization that's going on. So congratulations to both of you. Next item.
Agenda item number 66 is authorize a second amendment to Chapter 380 Economic Development Grant Agreement with SLF3, the Canyon TIF LP, to number one, extend the construction start date from May 31, 2015 to December 31, 2015, and number two, increase the minimum private investment from $10 million to $12,500,000. The item requires 2 seconds for approval.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion, Judge Hill.
Second.
Do we have a second? Second.
Second.
Thank you. Motion and 2 seconds. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Agenda item number 67 is authorize a housing development loan in an amount not to exceed $225,000 with Builders of Hope CDC, a certified company housing development organization, for construction of 10 affordable single-family homes for the Creekside project to be located on Oak Garden Trail. Item requires 2 seconds for approval.
So moved.
We got 2 seconds. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Addendum item number 9 is an ordinance amending ordinance number 29744 to change certain election day polling locations for the Saturday, June 13, 2015 runoff election. There were several changes needed from the time that the runoff election was called due to some location construction issues as well as the voter turnout and to merge some of the locations. For precincts 4065, 4066, and 4076, the expected location was Anson Jones Elementary School has been changed to George Peabody Elementary School. Precinct 1084, from Edna Rowe Elementary School to Skyline High School. Precinct 3065, Humphrey Lee Elementary School to Martin Weiss Elementary School. Precinct 1092, from the Edward Titch Elementary School to the Forrester Field House. Precinct 3062, J.N. Irvin Elementary School to the Highland Hills United Methodist Church, and precincts 4055, 4054, 4090, 4093, 4111, and 4112 from Leslie Stemmons Elementary School to the Mountain View Church of Christ.
Move approval.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Judge Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I absolutely support the locations identified, but I just need to know, Ms. Rios, how are we publicizing this? This affects a number of my precincts, and I want to know how it's going to be publicized.
We're of course advertising with the Dallas Morning News and Aldea. We're also advertising with 7 other newspapers. We advertise in English and Spanish, as well as Chinese and Mandarin.
Okay. Do we have a citywide e-blast? I will e-blast it in my district, but is there a citywide e-blast?
We can add it. We'll work with public information to be able to post the information and send it out. We can do that, yes, ma'am.
Excellent. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Carraway.
Thank you. Ms. Rosa, I'm looking at Edna Rowe. You're saying is going to be not voting at Edna Rowe? And are they going to vote at Skyline?
Yes.
So now, how will we get that word out? That's Bugner Terrace. How will we get that word out? That's the number one precinct.
Advertisement, and the county, of course, sends notices out to the voters about the location change. They also put a notice on the previous location directing the public to the new location.
I guess I'm just curious, why would we change Edna Rowe to Skyline?
For that precinct 1084, we recommended consolidating certain precincts based on the voter turnout. My documentation here shows that the school is under construction, therefore the building was not available. So we tried to consolidate it with the nearest location.
Well, I don't know.
So it was a construction issue.
Edna Rowe is the number one voting precinct in that area.
Yes.
And to me, it would have been the Skyline should have moved to Edna Rowe, but you're saying that
Edna Rowe is under construction.
It's under construction.
Yes.
All right. It's under construction.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Alonzo. Oh, excuse me.
She already answered my question, and that is clarifying that the Elections Department of the Dallas County sends a notice with ample opportunity and time to be able to let them know that on Election Day it's going to be at certain locations.
Yes, yes.
And she said it the second time. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Adkins.
Yeah, Rosa, I see I had two precincts, 3065 and 3062. The reason is because of why was those two moved to a new precinct in the area?
All right, for those two locations, the voter turnout was low, and so in order to save, as you know, polling location is estimated for the runoff around $6,500. We merged some locations that because of the low voter turnout to maximize the use of the facility and the staff, as well as the cost savings.
Okay, and also my concern is that we have people in that election already sent out mailers, you know, to show location for voting on Election Day. So I just want to make sure that I'll be updated exactly how we're going to advertise this for those two areas. You know, if the Dallas Morning News, they don't read all the Dallas Morning News, it might be the news, radio, what. I definitely need to know exactly and when are you planning on to advertise with those location as soon as possible.
We'll send that information out. We've got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Davis.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Rosa, which part of the construction is Egnor Road? Because normally they do it in the cafeteria. It's the cafeteria.
Well, it's the building. So the building, it's the entire school was not going to be available.
So who made that decision? Did that come from the superintendent or what?
Right. The county sends out a request for use of the facility, and then they were notified by the school that the building was under construction. They were going to have some discussions about possibly using a portable building, mm-hmm. but, you know, there's ADA issues with using a portable building, accessibility, and the limited space available. So it was actually the schools that notified the elections department.
So it was the school. Have they started construction now?
They indicated that it was not going to be available that day. Whether or not it's under construction at this, like today, mm-hmm. I would not be able to tell you that, but for Election Day, it was not going to be available at all.
Wow.
And the county was trying to get them to possibly hold off on construction, but that wasn't an option.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than delay us being able to notify the public of a possible location change, we opted to go ahead and move it and consolidate it with other locations.
Okay, well,
because
okay,
of the
well,
advertisement.
Okay, Skyline is fine with me. It's not that far from Edna Row, but it was because of the construction. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Carraway.
Yeah, Mayor, and when is school going on right now?
Three more days.
And school is out on the 5th? And the election is
June 13th,
and it couldn't be worked out. The only thing is, I hate to inconvenience an entire neighborhood,
understand.
And to send them outside of their neighborhood over to Skyline, when those folks that live there is you know, and I just have some concerns about that. But if that's what it is, then that we'll let it go.
Understand.
Thank you. Judge Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for allowing me the opportunity to speak again. I want to emphasize, Ms. Rios and whoever at the county does this, that we get this word out early and often. I know that there's a notice posted on Election Day, but if people get to the polling place where they're used to going and there's a notice, they're not going to go to the other place. That's a vote that is not going to get cast. And so I just want to make sure that we get this word out as quickly as possible, and if possible, repeat the word before Election Day.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I agree. I think this is an important enough issue that I want to do it differently next time, okay? This has happened before. I don't like it. People talk about voter turnout being low. One of the reasons, it's an Easter egg hunt to find your voting place in this city, okay? It's constantly changing. I don't understand why we can't get out of this in front of this
a month ago, and we're doing this at the last date, and we should be doing everything we can to get people to turn out, and that makes it as easy as possible for people to turn out. So it is what it is. I'm going to talk to our city manager, and we're going to hopefully bring something back to change the methodology on this. All right, Ms. Alonzo?
But we also have to, well, it has to do with the election, to their credit. It has to do with the elections department working with us as we hired them to be able to run the election, first of all. And second, we also have to take into strong consideration the safety of our constituency and being respectful. But what I do agree with you in regards to notification is because it's very crucial, and many don't wait or don't go until election day because they're right across the street. It's totally respectful, but we also have to take that into consideration about the communication that we talk about all the time.
I agree. Okay, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Addendum item number 10, Council Members Medrano, Caraway, and Davis have a conflict on the item. And we'll step out of the council.
Why don't we do, hold on. Let's do 11 and 12, okay. And then we'll do 10 we'll do at the end.
Okay.
Okay.
Addendum item 11 is an ordinance amending Chapter 8A, Boarding Home Facilities, and Chapter 27, Minimum Urban Rehabilitation Standards of the Dallas City Code by amending definitions, licensing and inspection requirements, structure and maintenance requirements, resident health and safety requirements, requirements for owners, operators, and volunteers of boarding homes, penalties, and multi-tenant registration requirements.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Move approval.
And do we have a second? Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Addendum item number 12 is authorize a 4% increase in the annual base salary of City Auditor Craig Daniel Kenton, CPA, in the amount of $7,832 from $195,815 to $203,647, plus the associated pension contribution in the amount of $1,020 and Medicare in the amount of $114 for a total additional cost of $8,966 effective May 28, 2015.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve? We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. Now let's go back to item 10. And you guys don't have to come
Council
back.
Council members Medrano, Caraway, and Davis.
We are not having an executive session this at lunch, by the way.
We'll step out of the room.
No executive session.
As the mayor noted, this will be the last item for the morning session. Addendum item number 10 is a resolution designating absences by Councilmember Adam Medrano, Councilmember Dwayne Caraway, and Councilmember Carolyn R. Davis as being for official city business.
Thank you. Motion. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. That completes our morning session. We will have a press conference at noon on Dallas Animal Services' new device, new app. That'll be fun. And we will come back at 1 o'clock p.m. and have our afternoon session.
Where will that press conference?
It'll be in the flag room. Okay, thank you. No executive session.
Meeting recess at 10:04.
Okay, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Dane.
He moves to defer this item. Let's see.
I
item
assume
number
that
70.
You, that you're moving.
I'm moving.
Thank you.
Okay. Item number 70, I move to defer this item till June 10th, 2015.
We got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Item 69 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting the renewal of specific use permit number 1763 for a community service center on property on the southeast corner of Gallagher Street and Winnetka Avenue.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 40 notices to property owners within 200 feet of the area of request. We received no replies in favor and none in opposition.
Are there any speakers in the audience that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC's recommendation for approval? Are there any speakers in favor? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion, Ms. Alonzo.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to approve the zoning case as recommended by the City Council with the following change. Recommended by City Council or recommended by CPC? To delete condition number 8 regarding off-street parking.
The motion is second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Item 70 was deferred, so we'll move to item 71. Item 71, a public hearing and an ordinance granting a CS Commercial Service District on property on the north line of Joffield Road, south of Royal Lane, and the west of Emerald Street.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 52 notices to property owners within 300 feet of the area of request. We received 3 replies in favor and 1 in opposition.
Are there any speakers in the audience that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC's recommendation for approval? Are there any speakers in the audience that would like to speak in favor? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Ms. Alonzo.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I recommend the approval of staff and CPC.
Second.
And a motion is second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Item 72 requires that I read the following statement. By making and seconding this motion, the council members represent they have undertaken sufficient examination and involvement beyond reviewing the agenda materials to be knowledgeable of both the facts and the circumstances of the case and to be able to develop an opinion based on such an examination of the various factors and issues involved. Item 72 is a public hearing for the creation of a new sub-district within Plan Development District Number 708, the Dallas Arts District Extension Area, north of Ruth Street and Ross Avenue.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 265 notices to property owners within 500 feet of the area of request. We received 2 replies in favor and 1 in opposition. Due to denial at CPC, this will require a 3/4 vote to approve.
Are there any speakers in the audience that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC's recommendation for denial? Are there any speakers in the audience that would like to speak in favor? No speakers, Mr. Mayor. This item requires 2 seconds and a 3/4 vote.
Thank you. Mr. Kingston.
Move for denial without prejudice.
And a motion and a second. So, Mr. Ernst. Mr. Ernst. Okay. So we just need to have a simple majority on this vote. Anything else, Mr. Kingston?
No, sir.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Item 73, it's an ordinance granting the creation of a new sub-district in the downtown special provision sign district overlay on property bounded by Pacific Avenue, North Ackert Street, Elm Street, and North Field Street.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 94 notices to property owners within 200 feet of the area of request. We received 1 reply in favor and none in opposition.
Are there any speakers in the audience that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC's recommendation for approval? Are there any speakers in the audience that would like to speak?
Hold on 1 second.
Sorry.
The hearing was closed last
yeah.
last
That's
meeting.
That's what she's just okay. realizing. Okay, so we don't need to ask for
no,
speakers.
No, we do not.
Thank you. Mr. Kingston.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to approve the new downtown SPSD subdistrict as recommended by City Plan Commission with the following changes. One, property owner or operator shall submit a signage study evaluating the types and ratio of signs in this subdistrict. The signage study must be in writing and must be submitted to the director between 60 and 90 days before December 31st, 2021. And must include A, a summary of all middle level sign permit applications, including the form submitted detailing compliance with this section, and B, the total number of notices of violation and citations issued by the City of Dallas for violating this section since May 27, 2015. Two, within 30 days after submission of the signage study, the director shall forward to the City Council. If no signage study is submitted by the deadline, the director shall notify City Council. Three, this ordinance does not confer a non-conforming or vested right to maintain a non-premise sign after the maximum period allowed for a non-premise message has expired.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Thank you for discussion. Mr. Kingston, any more?
Just sorry for the lengthy motion. What we're doing here is providing a sunset period on the non-premise advertising. This gives the applicant the time to use the revenue from non-premise advertising to get the project off the ground. But if it's not, if the advertising hasn't been fully consumed by the tenants after a period of 5 years, then this body will have the opportunity, after I'm gone, to decide whether non-premise advertising should be maintained.
Thank you. Ms. Grayson. We are on item number 73. Ms. Grayson. Oh, no, no. Okay. Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Please, Judge Hill, one vote against, okay? Item number 74. Well, just to be clear, what I think he said was that they've got to come back in 2021 to show us the plan for the future because he's got a way to finance this in the front end, okay? The buildings, that's pretty much what he said, so just for the public. Yes. All right. Item number 74.
Item 74 is a public hearing to amend the City of Dallas's thoroughfare plan to change the dimensional classifications of 1 Beckley Avenue from Interstate Highway 30 to Greenbrier Lane from a 6-lane divided roadway to a special 6-lane undivided roadway with a center turn lane and a cycle track and recommended off-peak parking within 100 feet of right-of-way. 2 Beckley Avenue from Greenbrier Lane to Colorado Boulevard from a 6-lane divided roadway to a special 6-lane divided roadway with a cycle track within 100 feet of right-of-way in 72 feet of pavement. 3 Beckley Avenue from Colorado Boulevard to Zhang Boulevard from a 6-lane divided roadway to a special 6-lane divided roadway with cycle track within 88 feet of right-of-way and 64 feet of pavement. 4 Zhang Boulevard from Jefferson Houston Viaduct to Oakenwall Street from a 6-lane divided roadway to a special 4-lane divided roadway with protected bicycle facility and a dedicated streetcar lane within 100 feet of right-of-way and 80 feet of pavement. 5 Zhang Boulevard from Oakenwall Street to Beckley Avenue from a 6-lane divided roadway to a special 4-lane divided roadway with bicycle lanes within 100 feet of right-of-way and 80 feet of pavement. And 6 Zhang Boulevard from Beckley Avenue to Davis Street from a 6-lane divided roadway to a special 4-lane divided roadway with parking and 100 feet of right-of-way with 72 feet of pavement, and at the close of the hearing, authorize an ordinance implementing the change. There was a correction to the council district. It was corrected via memo to reflect that it is in Council District 1, and Councilmember Griggs would like to be recognized on this item.
Thank you. Mr. Griggs.
Thank you. I'd like to move to keep the public hearing open and bring this case back on Wednesday, June 17th.
The motion is second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Item 75 is a public hearing on substantial amendment number 2 to amend the FY 2014-15 action plan for the Community Development Block Grant and Home Investment Partnerships Program to A, establish a new home reconstruction activity and reallocate $1,020,000 from the Home Housing Development Loan Program activity to the reconstruction program, and B, reallocate $1,642,626 from the CDBG Residential Development Loan Program to the Major Systems Repair Program, and at the close of the public hearing, authorize final adoption of Substantial Amendment Number 2 to amend the FY 2014-15 Action Plan for the Community Development Block Grant and Home Investment Partnerships Program. Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to speak on the item? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Entertain a motion to approve. And to pass it? Yes. Is it?
And an action.
It's and action.
And at the close.
Okay. Move to close the public hearing and approve the item. Correct.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Item 76 is a public hearing on the FY 2015-16 operating capital and grant trust budgets. We do have four speakers that registered to speak. I'll call their names first and then I'll open up to the audience. The first speaker is Patty Clapp. Ms. Clapp will be followed by Antonia Johnson, Catherine McGovern, and Suzanne Massey.
Hello.
Hello, Mayor, City Council people. My name is Patty Clapp. I live at 9418 Trail Hill, Dallas 75238. But you might better remember me as Thing One, and you'll notice that Thing Two is not with me today. But just before I arrived, I received a note from Thing Two that I'd like to share with you. It says, "Hello, Thing One. Hope you're well. Please tell the council I think they're swell for the new library hours and the new personnel. I'm sad to not be there. I'm sorry to skip, but I've got deadlines to meet, and I can't let them slip. So I'm at the branch library, reading away, since this one's not open on Sunday or Monday. We're happy for hours, but when you speak, please remind them we need all branches 6 days a week. We are very grateful, this much is true, but please tell our friends there's so much more to do. Yours most sincerely, Thing Two." We both want to thank you for the support that you have given in the library through the increases in the last year's budget. We love the fact that 13 of our branches are now open 7 days a week to serve their constituents, and two branches, excuse me, are open 6 days a week. But there are still 14 locations that only remain open 5 days a week with only 40 hours per week. We appreciate the second year, the $3 million which you have placed in the upcoming budget, and we hope for your continued support for those dollars, which we believe should not only be used to enhance library hours, but to make certain that the other branches are open 6 days a week. In order to serve our communities through our programs, our library doors must be open. Libraries today are not just about checking out books, as you're aware, but they're access to programs and classes, and these things can only happen when the doors to the library are open. This year, there were 850 individuals enrolled in our GED class, both online and in person. And this program was paid for by help from the Friends of the Dallas Public Library and the Communities Foundation of Texas. There are currently over 300 individuals on the waiting list for these programs. City support to grow these programs is essential. Did you know there are six of our library branches that don't have ADA doors? That needs to be remedied. All of our library branches need to be ADA accessible for our patrons. Our bookmobiles are dead or dying and need to be replaced. We think that a techmobile would be the ideal thing to take the place of our old-time bookmobiles, which would bring access to technology to patrons across the city. We appreciate your support for the libraries at the General Council Retreat and the commitment to the implementation of the second year of the library two-year plan. We noticed that the library was also listed as a priority to discuss during the city budget process, and we appreciate that.
We look forward to working with each of you to make certain that our libraries can and do serve our constituents. And who knows, Thing 1 and Thing 2 may be back to see you again. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Clapp.
Your next speaker, Antonia Johnson. Ms. Johnson will be followed by Catherine McGovern and Suzanne Massey.
Hello there. My name is Antonia Johnson, and I am the voice of the children and the resource through Lady in the Shoe Ministries Corporation. I am speaking for District 10, and I wrote some things down here, but I just want to give you a little bit insight of why I became Lady in the Shoe. I quit my job on last year, 9 to 5. Because there were 2 deaths to take place in less than 1 week. Both were teenagers. The names Christopher Gordon and Eric Romero. And it made me realize that the children around me needed me more than my job did. So I invested in Lady in the Shoe. It's a nonprofit organization. And right now, I'm extending myself in every way with my own means to accommodate the children throughout my community. I go and visit parks. I go and visit in their homes with their families. I change lives one child at a time, given the time that I have now since I've pulled away from my 9 to 5. And Lady in the Shoe, her mission is to mold and give hope to those who are without resource and not given time that's needed to discover purpose and be empowered to maximize their potential. Street corners have the children in my community because of no after-school activities and summer camps.
Ma'am,
they play.
I need you to speak to the item. This is on the annual budget. Does this have to do with the annual budget?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just if you can get to that, I appreciate it.
Okay. Right now, there is no funding for the activity center in my community.
Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And so, with that being said, I'm giving all that I have available, and I'm going to need more help. So, without funding, that means there is going to be more deaths, there's going to be more dropouts, there's going to be no one to really stand up before the children and actually mentor them. And I have the means, I have people that's available, but I don't have complete funding in order to make this thing completely prosperous. So I just wanted to come before the board today in order to extend myself and extend the voices of the children that really need the funding. So that's the reason why Lady in the Shoe even exists, you know, and she needs your help and support. And that's all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Your next speaker, Catherine McGovern.
Mr. Mayor, I have something that I would like to have shared.
Yeah, please just. We'll hear that.
I'm Catherine McGovern. I reside at 4364 Royal Ridge in Dallas, Texas, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here on behalf of the library. You all have seen me come before in the library, and you'll probably see me again. For those of you that are term limited and are close to the end of your service, I want to thank you because I can imagine that having to, you know, you put up with a lot to listen to a lot of different ideas. And thank you for staying on, all of you all who are continuing. Now, on to the budget. For the 2015 budget, we got $3.8 million for the libraries, which allowed us to open up 45% of the branch libraries with extended hours. What is being passed around to you, it comes from last year's budget. And I think it's important to remember that since at least 2008, the budget has been defunding the libraries. Fortunately, we got $3.8 million last year, which helped open up the libraries. My library, Preston Royal, Preston Royal Library is the only one in District 13 right now, although others, Freets, I think, is going to open sometime before too long, or reopen. We are being offered a budget which is $0.8 million less in 2016 than we have in 2015. How are we going to keep our doors open with less money? What we really need is a bigger amount of money to make up for the defunding we've dealt with for the last number of years. So I'm asking you all to consider adding $3 million to the budget. Then all of the branch libraries could be open. We're talking $6 million, not $3 million. Penny wise, pound foolish. We read in the papers all the time about the need for education. We're coming into the summer. The children and the young people and the young adults and the people who need access to the library cannot get them in 55% of the libraries, which are in your districts, except for Ms. Gates, who happens to have the only library that has one district that has one library that happens to be open. We need to think of investing in our libraries, and I see that my time is running. And as we proceed with the budget discussions, this is something that the city of Dallas can offer to its people of having a place in the summer for programs which help educate, help get people opportunities for jobs, help employ more people because of the fact that we're open. Let's open the doors, not close them. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Next speaker, Suzanne Massey.
Hello, my name is Suzanne Massey, 12406 Pleasant Valley Drive. I'm here today to thank all of you for your restoration of $3 million in the library's budget last year, and I'm here to support your commitment to restore an additional $3 million in the library's budget this year. If we want to be known as the city that reads, we must continue to provide opportunities and access for the most vulnerable among us. We need to have all library branches open at least 6 days a week. 14 locations still remain at 5 days a week with 40 hours a week. Recently, the Summer Reading Club kicked off. The city has major corporations, foundations, and universities participating in this effort. But in order to keep these entities involved in the city needs, the city needs to show a commitment to the literacy of our children too. We all know that the summer slide that children experience while out of school puts them behind more and more every year unless we provide opportunities and access for them to read. If we sit idle on one of the most important areas for which we can impact the education of our Dallas children, we are contributing to the challenges of Dallas ISD rather than contributing to its success. By supporting their literacy with more hours, thoughtful programming, and materials, we can produce a better future workforce, a workforce where children will be ready for jobs that become available, and we can start to close the ever-widening gap between the haves and the have-nots. With out-of-school time programs such as summer reading and other programming, we contribute to the safety and security of our community by providing opportunities for young people to be engaged and productive. Beyond children, there are 850 people enrolled in the GED preparation classes for the 2014-15 course year. This is at capacity. We have 300 people on the wait list. These are the people who are trying to make a difference and improve their lives. By investing in these individuals, we help our entire citizenry, our entire community. Finally, I'd like to mention something that is close to my heart. My home library, Forest Green, the oldest, smallest, and likely most depressing library in the whole system. I recently had a friend who runs a literacy organization say that she does not like to go there. She feels uncomfortable. I have heard similar sentiments from others. It does not even have handicapped accessible doors. In 2006, the citizens of Dallas approved the bond, which included the purchase of land for four replacement libraries. Forest Green and Vickery Meadow were one of those, especially a brand new library at Vickery Meadow. The land for the replacement library at Forest Green sits neatly in between Abrams and the Lake Highlands YMCA on Greenville. It could be a community gathering place. Instead, it is an empty field that sat fallow for many years. I would like to ask the council to include the building of these libraries, and Forest Green in particular, in the 2017 bond with new drawings that meet LEED standards. I will just close by saying that a truly world-class city is a literate city. I appreciate the time you've given me today. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you.
Are there any other speakers in the audience that would like to speak on the item? We have a speaker coming forward. Please state your name and address for the record, and you will be given 3 minutes to speak.
My name is Geraldine McDaniel. I'm in District 6, Monica Lanza. This thing before I got started here?
Yeah, it's going.
No, but I haven't even really got started.
Well, go ahead and keep talking. We'll listen, okay? I'll take care of the time.
Oh, okay. I appreciate it. I'm sorry. I would have been here earlier today, but I'm having some, it's a budget issue that I'm having problems with the city code. On vacant lots, I would like to have some funding so the vegetation have overgrown. It looks like a forest. There's 3 vacant lots over there, at least where I live, and new homes are being built. And none of you all would want your mothers or no one to live next door to 3 vacant lots and growing into a forest. And the only thing that the city code has is if it's tree hanging over on the sidewalk, but what about all the trees that's growing in the forest? I'm gonna show y'all some pictures at some point. And I'm gonna talk to my council also about maybe getting a petition for a later date. But in the meantime, I just like for y'all support me on the code. And also the city senior affairs asked me to speak for them. They was gonna speak, but they canceled on account of last night, and since I work so closely with them, they wanted me to read a paper from what they did last. It says on May 26 at 2015 at 8:59 p.m., Seal Benson wrote, "The commission is not submitting a budget at this time for several reasons. Want to meet with the city manager before we address the full council. Haven't fully discussed all needs as Mayfair took up so much time. Wanted to add $35,000 to emergency housing repair to help cover costs of tree trimming and tree removal, bringing total to $600,000. Increased senior service programs budget to $145,000, which maintains 2 current staff positions and adds 1 caseworker and necessary funds for technical supplies and support for the Senior Affairs Commission. Karen Razor has indicated she wants to discuss additional needs. Hope to meet ASAP with the Budget Committee. Valencia and Karen get full commission's approval and set settings. AC Gonzalez. The Age Council's recommendations are in line with most of the commission's so far budget requests. Seal approved current age council committing its current 2015 to 2016 budget as I am writing wrong in my thinking. Please contact me right away. Thanks to all of you. Fellow advocates, just look over the draft. I don't know whether I'm supposed to let y'all see this or what, but anyway, this is what they said.
Well, I appreciate
it. Thank you, and I hope y'all will support me on these vacant lots, because I've gotten tired of looking. I can't even see, and those new homes can't even see the...
Thank you, Ms. Alonzo, okay, look into
it. Y'all just help support me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other speakers in the audience that would like to speak on the item? No more speakers, Mr. Mayor.
We keep this open?
No, we close it.
We're closing the hearing, so take a motion to close the hearing? We got a motion? A second?
Motion to close the hearing.
Second? Thank you. Any discussion?
Yes.
Mr. Cadane?
Yeah, I would like to thank everyone from our libraries for coming today. I think this is very important. I, for one, have always looked, how can we help our schools? This is one way this city can work with the DISD and the school district to help move them forward. You all do a fantastic job, and hopefully we can get a lot of the things done extra that you need done in our libraries, because it is a great help for our school system. Thank each and every one of you. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. So any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
We'll now move to agenda item number 77. It's a public hearing on the proposed FY 2015-16 HUD consolidated plan budget for the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development Grants Fund and the proposed FY 2014-15 reprogramming budget.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
I'm sorry. Are there any speakers in the audience that would like to speak on the item? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
We have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Item 78 is a public hearing and a resolution granting a variance to the alcohol spacing requirements from a public school, Henry W. Longfellow Career Exploration Academy, to allow a wine and beer retailer's off-premise permit for a general merchandise or food store within 10,000 square feet or more floor area on the southeast corner of West Lovers Lane and Inwood Road, north of Boaz Street. We do have a speaker that registered to speak. Mo Hogginghat, please come forward.
My name is Mo Hogginghat. I live at the community, and also Mayor Ninomiya Skate, involved with the Bluffview and Briarwood and Daventry Crime Watch. I work closely to Northwest Highway Division, and also with downtown Dallas, you know, with Chief Lawrence, you know, on the crime issue. Recently, I'm involved with engaged with the business community to increase the funding privately as a citizen to fund the school for the after-school program and also buy some equipment. Recently, CVS applied for the beer and wine. I think so. The way this, the operating the CVS is, there's a cashier on your left-hand side, and also kids at 3 o'clock, they're coming to school, to the CVS actually, and purchase the candy, then those kids going to be exposed to the basically beer and wine. The way the operation of the CVS is right there is basically cashier is going to be on left-hand side, the beer and wine cooler on the other side. Kids able to reach any single beer actually and walk to the door, you know. There's a 16-foot door is open. And I would like to city basically at least put the motion on hold to at least do reconfigure the CVS setup for a beer and wine the way they set it up for safety for kids, and also or deny the issue. The other couple of things on the issue is there, they said 850 feet from the door to door. I don't know how the people measure it. There's 850 feet to door to door is not more than basically 350 feet, you know. The measurement and submit those plan is wrong as well too, you know. And you know, familiar with this, CVS is actually on the right, at the end of the property, on those area. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other speakers in the audience that would like to speak on the item? No other speakers.
Thank you. I entertain a motion, Ms. Gates.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to defer this item to June 10th, 2015.
The motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. The item is deferred.
Mr. Mayor, this concludes your afternoon agenda.
Thank you. Meeting's adjourned. 1:39.